Shalom, v'rocha, l'chol yedideinu ha'yikorim. It's been a little bit of a while since we've been in contact with each other, but everybody's constantly on each other's mind. I'm certainly thinking of all of you and hoping that slowly, Be'ez Hashem, we can look forward to a bit of a relief of the situation which has overtaken us for so long. But in the meantime, hopefully people are managing, people are feeling well, people are getting out of it, looking after themselves, managing at home. Let's hope. It's very difficult for many people still to be so restricted. But hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, we should be able to look forward to being able to greet each other. Hopefully sometime. It's something certainly which is on our minds, something which we're waiting for. Be'ez Hashem at the right time, happily and healthily. Everybody with a revived koichas and mitzvah Hashem with excitement, in a good mood. And happily, we're looking forward, Be'ez Hashem, to move on from this together. For the meantime, I'd like to mention an inyan which is associated with the tkufa that Klal Yisrael have found themselves in, from two perspectives, with a message from this week's parasha. The first thing is, there is a parasha in Parashat Baal Yisrael which refers to Klal Yisrael, the travels of Klal Yisrael. Emma's traveling is something which the nation of Klal Yisrael is part of their essence throughout the generations, moving from one place to the next, to another, through the Golos, back to Eretz Yisrael, different Kufas. And in everybody's life, he also travels through different periods in his life and different experiences, different life situations. And that's something that I'd like to relate to from the parasha, from the way that the Torah refers to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael in transit, Klal Yisrael moving around from place to place in the parasha. The parasha talks about that through the Onon, the cloud which guided Klal Yisrael, in fact, just to quote the Pesukim briefly, as the cloud were to ascend from above the Oihel, so Klal Yisrael knew that it was time for them to move on. Al Pi Hashem Yisu, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu. Then it says the other way around, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisou. Klal Yisrael moved and encamped, they traveled and stopped. They were stationary and they're in transit, Alpi, the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, indicated by the cloud. But the Torah tells us quite an arichas about Klal Yisrael in travel. And the Torah says the following, V'harich Onan al HaMishkan, when there was a time when the Onan was stationary for some time, for a long time, extended period, so Klal Yisrael didn't travel. Sometimes it was only a few days, a short time, until it was time for them to go. Sometimes only just overnight, and then the Onan would descend and would indicate Vinot Sol, Klal Yisrael to continue. The Torah is marich. Many psukim with a great Torah seems to be going to great lengths just to repeat something which doesn't seem to be telling us any particular message about, we understand that the Klal Yisrael traveled in accordance with their instruction, their direction. Sometimes they were encamped for a longer time, and sometimes a shorter time, and sometimes they were traveling for a longer time. But the Torah talks about this, v'yesh, v'yesh, backwards, forward, sometimes this way, sometimes that way, sometimes a longer period, sometimes a shorter period. And there's clearly a message that's supposed to be understood. So that I'd like to quote Rabbeinu Bachaye in brief, which he says the following. It's talking about the Maila of Klal Yisrael. One of the distinctions that Klal Yisrael's, that the Mailas that they had was, he explains the following. This is a very important yisoid in life generally. There was in the Midbar different kinds of places, locations that Klal Yisrael passed through. Some of them were noichin, some of them were pleasant. So pleasant, where they had water supply, where it was relatively easy, places relatively easy to live, and some of them where it was very, very difficult. So where the terrain was difficult, the exposure was difficult, etc. And Vahoid Mora, the Elim was a pleasant place, other places were more difficult. There were places where it was pleasant and he wanted to stay there. But they weren't able to stay there. The Onan ascended immediately and instructed them to move away. And places where they were much more difficult, less pleasant, more struggle in all areas. Ve'yiritzilim se'er nisham, and they wanted to move on from there. Avo b'harich onon istalkulis akev lo yisu. Sometimes they had to stay there an extended period, although it was an area of very difficult terrain, unpleasant place to live. Seif dava, in a word, lo hoya holchin achar etzoin atzmon, they didn't go after, they didn't, it wasn't their own wish which directed where to go, where to stay, and where to be. Elo achar rotzin Hashem yis'ala ukvil ha'gon ha'anhogas ha'onom. They subjugated themselves in their travels, in the places in which they, where they were and how they spent their time, where their life was directed totally to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, stayed where they had to, moved on from where they had to move on, in spite of the fact that sometimes for their convenience they would have liked to stay where they had to move on from and move away from places that they had to stay. You know, similarly, in this vein, the Leshem was a Zeder or Yashiv, one of the greatest Balei Kabbalah Be'etzem Gedolim with his generation from 100 and more years back. He writes, he brings in the, it was, he wrote really Sforim on Divrei Kabbalah, which people may be aware of. He brings some Ha'oras on the parashas, which is quoted in one of his Sforim, and he brings from Rabbi Itzev ben Velozhin, Rabbi Chaim Velozhin's son, a very similar kind of a mahalach in explaining the arichas of the psukim in the parasha. And that's why Bemis, as Rabbeinu Bahai refers to the reason why the Torah talks about it in great arichas, is to tell us the mile of Klal Yisrael, that the journeys were not always simple. The journeys sometimes were taken to difficult places for longer than they wanted to be, and places that they would prefer to stay longer and had to move on. And the Torah tells us, no, Klal Yisrael went along, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisoo. And that's ultimately what the Torah describes as V'shomru, Es Mishmeres Hashem Shomoru Al Pi Hashem. That's the way Klal Yisrael really were guarding, were dovuk, to be a mekabel, the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their lives. And he explains the Leshem that the Midbar, he talks about it, Al Pi Derech Kabbalah perhaps, that in the Midbar there were many klippers, there were nisyonos, there were times of struggle in the ruchnias of the Madrega of Klal Yisrael. Midbar is described as Tzio Shemoma, desolate of Kedusha, desolate sometimes of Dveikus. Either way, and he explains a similar kind of a mahalach, that in some places it was very difficult for their ruchnias to remain in any particular place, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to stay there to fight the challenges that they had to their avoida, to fight the challenges in their madrega that they had, and they had to make their way through. And there were some places that once they'd achieved a madrega, they wanted to stay. Other places where it was easier for them to be able to live with a life which was less challenging, easier for them to get through in their ruchniyistic kind of style, ruchniyistic life. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes told them to move on from the places where it was easier for them and to remain in places where this was much more difficult, where it was much more challenging. And he explains the following, Zeu Sha'omar HaKosov, I'm just reading out the words of the Leshem from Rabbi Tzvi Lozhin, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu Val Pi Hashem Yisoo, Shelo Histakru Al Atzmon Mu'umo, Elo Shoya Oisim Ritzoyin Hashem, Heim Bachanoyo Veheim Manasiyo. They did what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted of them, whether it was in places they encamped and whether it was where they traveled. Some places that they wanted to run away from, it was too difficult. The nisyonos were difficult. But they were told to stay and they bore through it and accepted it. Because there were places where it was better for them to be able to be. Venale onon baboyka, they had to move on. Umedaber akosu b'shvochon shel Yisrael shemitzu al atzman kol ha'toyrech. They just went along with whatever situation they were placed in, and they accepted it throughout their travels. V'zeh limud godei la'odom lekabal olav din shomayim. This is a very important message, and that's why the Torah talks about the travels of Klal Yisrael to such great extent. Lekabal olav b'mashen nisavev elav sibos shoynos. Sometimes a person finds himself in a difficult matzav of nisoyon. Whatever challenge it is, he's struggling and he wants to get out of the situation. He wants to see relief. He wants to see things better. And yet this situation is extended beyond what he would like for himself. And sometimes it's the other way around. A person finds himself in a relatively comfortable situation. And this is a situation which he would happily like to continue with. But unfortunately, sometimes a person is taken out of that, is instructed to travel, to move out, perhaps to places where he doesn't want to be. But a person is mekabel his life journey, al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yisohu, And ultimately, that's the kiyum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every yid is davuk v'shomris mishmeres Hashem. He guards the guarding what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to be. He is mekabel. That's his tachlis in the journey that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ordained, sets up for him. And v'yesh lo nisyonis in various places. Ki kol zeh mehavoida hamutal ala adam pa'amim ba'ifin zeh. But it's the completion of a person's acceptance of going along with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's life journey, which is where the emissary, a person being a true Eved Hashem, that's where it's to be found. And the emissary is this parasha, it relates to all of us in life, about how all of us are taken through various tkufas and various periods, some of nisyonis and some of comfort and some of happiness and some of challenges. And where we want things to remain, sometimes we have to move on. And where we want things to move on, sometimes we're told to remain. But when we cover it, we have to realize and understand it. That's al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yisohu. And it's all for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ordained of us, ultimately, to get to the tachlis toiva of completing our life journey. We can't complete the journey without going through all the various destinations. We can't complete the journey without making all the various the steps that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has set up for us. And when we accept that, then ultimately we will mekabel the fullness of the tachlis of which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted for us to travel through our lives. That's one very important point. Briefly, I'd like to refer to another point in the parasha, which is a very central point about Avodas HaTfilah. Very important. Tfilah is something that our minds are trained to focus on recently a lot. And we're trying to work out how we can improve. And there's something about that I'd like to relate to. There is a mitzvah in this week's parasha of making chatzotzeros, a very interesting mitzvah, making trumpets and sounding the trumpets. When do we use the trumpets? At what times, what occasions? When is it that they're called to be sounded, to be played? So the parasha tells us of various different times. It's actually the next parasha in this week's Sedra. I'll say L'choshtei Chatzotzeros Kesef. And sound them at various times. At the times when you bring korbonos, at times when you need to gather together the congregation, at times of war, over Yom Simchaschem, times of special avoida. And V'chisavoyl Melchoma Ba'atzichem Al Atzar Atzor Eschem V'ariyotzem Chatzotzeros. At a time when you are faced by nisoyin, by struggle, when you need special rachmim because of the oivim, the adversaries, the enemies which are attacking you, cholila. So you need to use chatzotzeros to be sounded in order to focus on your avoid at the time. Now, I'd like just to mention, you know, this mitzvah of chatzotzeros, we'll read a few words of the chinuch in mitzvah Shin Pei Dalet. We've given ourselves an opportunity to learn some chinuch recently of the various parshas to try and glean some relevant messages, of which this one is certainly something to consider. Why we take chatzotzeros? In fact, I'll just read a few words of the chinuch and then mention an interesting Rambam. The chinuch explains in mitzvah Shin Pei Dalet the purpose of taking the chatzotzeros at various occasions, at the time of a korban, and at a time. He just speaks about these two points. At a time when a person is in tzar and he needs to focus on his tefillah. And he says the following, because a person, these two times are times when a person specifically needs to train his machshava to the right, in the right way, focused on this particular avodah. One is avodah korbonos, because avodah korbonos, as we know, requires, has a special inyan which is associated with a korban, that you need to think about what the korban is for, who it's for. Various machshavas in a korban can even passel the korban. That's one point. The gam came be'es hatzor, I'm reading out the words of the chinuch. Tzorech ha'odom kivun godol behischananoi lifnei boiroi shirachim alo ve'yatzileo mitzorosoi. A person in times of stress, in times of difficulty, in times when he's looking for special rachmim, he needs to be mechaven his tefillah takodesh baruch and focus properly on his mind in tefillah. In these particular times when the kavon is so important, so we use chatzotzeros, and he explains it for two reasons. One is because the koil of nigun, the koil of instrument, is able to carry a person to focus on a certain machshava that it needs to be trained towards. That's one inyan. Ki hateva mibli meir yamid ki yoshon. A person naturally, without having anything which awakens him to say and to train his mind on any particular thought path, it doesn't happen. Ve'ein dover yoirehu kamei koilas hanigun. And there's nothing that has a power to be able to be ma'or a person, to train a person to think like the koch of an instrument. That's the first inyan of using the chatzotzeros to train your mind in tefillah. Ve'oid yesh to'eles nimtzo b'koil ha'chatzotzeros. And he says something similar, but at a different point. And that is, in reading out the words, lefi hadoimah, this is what I would like to suggest. Milvad his oris ala kavona, not just focusing on a person what he needs to be thinking about, but also he needs to remove from his mind all the other things that are going on, all the things that distract his mind from this focus of the tefillah. You know, a person comes often when he comes to daven, and there's so much going on in his mind at the time and things that he's thinking about. Ki b'koyach ha'koylus yosir ha'odam milibo machsheves shara sakei ha'olam. The Chinuch says, I don't need to go and explain at great length. Anybody knows that they've ever heard a chatzotzos or shofar with the right mindset knows it has a twofold purpose: to train a person to think about the particular message that he needs to be connected to, and to distract a person from all the things that he shouldn't be thinking about at this time. It's very interesting, the Torah, when it doesn't talk about tefillah often, but this is one of the times when tefillah is mentioned in the Torah Mefurish. In fact, the Rambam brings in Hilchos Ta'anis that there is a mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah, whether there's a regular mitzvah to daven at all times is a machlokes, Rambam and Ramban, as we know. But the Rambam says, mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah lizak ulahariya b'chatzotzeres al kol torah shetov al ha-tzibur. Whenever the tzibur finds itself in distress, in a tzorah, in something which it needs a yeshua from, we need to daven, and we need to daven min ha-Torah. And the Torah has instructed us to do it with chatzotzeros. In fact, I must mention, the Mogen Avraham in Simen Tovkuf Ayin Vov wonders, without any yeshua, without any answer, why we don't actually do this mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in ha-Torah to take chatzotzeros bezman tzorah. We know that we need to daven, but why don't we actually do it with the keil, with the chatzotzeros, the instrument that the Torah instructed us to use? He doesn't find the teretz for that. The Prima Godim suggests that maybe it only relates to a tzorah, which is a tzorah in the whole of Klal Yisrael. Maybe not an individual tzibur, a particular group of people find themselves in a tzorah, in one town, or one. Perhaps that doesn't qualify for the chiyuv of chatzotzeros. I would suggest, however, that what that we've been through recently is something which, even according to the Prima Godim, qualifies for a tzara tzora eschem, where the whole of Klal Yisrael collectively were involved in something of tzora. Either way, that's a halachic consideration which you can look into, why we're not mekayim the mitzvah bizmanenu the way it's supposed to be. But the inyan of chatzotzeros is certainly something which relates to our tefillah. And what it's telling us is that when we daven, we have to daven with focus on the words, and then we have to remove from our mind all the distractions and everything else that's going on whilst we're trying to daven. That's what chatzotzeros is for. And as I say, the Torah gave us the instruments through which we're supposed to do the tefillah. So just like, you know, there's an esrog to be mekayem mitzvos esrog, there are tefillin for a tefillin, a mezuzah for a mezuzah, there's chatzotzeros for tefillah, whether we actually use them or don't use them. But the message that the Torah is giving us, that we need to focus our minds only on the words and not allow any distractions, that's something which the Torah has given us, a practical instruction in the way that we're mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah. I'd like to mention, Rabbi Yisrael, if you don't mind, to give me an extra few minutes to share with you a very important ma'aral. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us something very important about tefillah. And the Gemara says, in a word, from all the mitzvahs that the Torah has told us to be mekayim, there's one when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavayochel has given us a practical demonstration. He's shown us how to do it. And that's the inyan of tefillah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Il Mole Mikro Kosov Yeshel Omer. if not for the fact that the Pasuk tells something which we would never be able to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu in these terms. But it tells us, Melamed Shenitz Atif HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself around Kaviyochu with a talis, like a Shliach Tzibur, and said, when you need to daven, when you need rachmim, this is what you should do. Do your ituf, wrap yourself in this talis, in this shawl, in this beged, and say the words of rachmim, the Yud Gimel Midas, and ask for rachmim. Ask the Maharal, what is the inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing this demonstration of taking a talis? That's something which practically we need to do, but that doesn't seem to be relevant to the central theme of tefillah. And I want to, Rabbi Yisrael, make this point. The only demonstration of all the mitzvahs in the Torah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shown us how to do is showing us a dogma, a demonstration of how to do tefillah. Take a talis, wrap yourself round, and say the words. The Maharal says the following. Amazing Torah of the Maharal. Very simple, but very important. The way you focus yourself towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will in turn turn towards your needs and focus on what you, your requirements.
If a person is focused on the words solely, connected to the words he's saying and not distracted aside,
so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be turned towards him and focused on what he's saying and on his needs. So what does ituf mean? He says the following. Ituf shel shliach tzibu, the inyan of wrapping yourself around in this talis is shelo yehelo netia yomin asmoy l'shum tzad klal. When you're wrapped around the talis, you're not looking at the right, you're not looking to your left, you're not busy with anything that's going on around you, but you're focused only with the words in front of you. So the Maharal, that's what ituf means. Kasheu, when a person is b'utuf, it's b'chavona, it's mitoich the words, and connected and focused with his machshava direct. And it's not the focus of the words the way it requires to be, and there, and that's not the way you're supposed to daven. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed by demonstrating tefillah. And he goes on to explain that's what ituf is. Tefillah l'yonik ya'atuf. Ya'atuf means he's enveloped. Ya'atuf, it doesn't mean necessarily that the oni has a talis on. He's actually doing a physical wrapping around with a talis, but he is immersed in the kavona of what is his situation and focused on HaKadosh Baruch. Rabbi Yisai, to Muli the Kaveta Shleite Maral, one thing HaKadosh Baruch has showed how to daven in order to achieve Yeshua, and that is to be engrossed in the words, to be connected to the words that you're saying to the exclusion of everything else, without seeing what's going on around you and without allowing our mind to wander with everything else that goes on in our busy lives, in so much that preoccupies us the whole time. That's the chatzotzeres, and that's the ituf. But I'd like to suggest what that means for us is the following. It's not easy for us to be mechavan to the words, but the calling of ituf, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated, and the calling of the use of chatzotzeres, is telling us to do a very practical, for some people perhaps difficult, training of exercise, and that is to follow the words of the Siddur inside. If a person follows word by word what is saying in the Siddur, whether it's the beginning of the Brochas and Karbonos, Psukei de Zimra, Muri de Kaveta, follow them inside, word by word inside, not looking around and not walking around, but engrossed in the words, Bichas Kriyashma, Shemina Esra, Tachanun, Ashe, Uvalotzi, and subsequently Olenu. If those words are said from the Siddur to the best that we can, we've gone a long way to be connected to the words. Vada, there's kavonas in the words and pirush amilas as much as we can, you know, work on ourselves. But l'chol hapochus, our voida of training ourselves. Rabbi, I must say, it's something which I've very much been nesoru to recently and something which I'm working on a lot of myself. Every word inside is something which we should train from our children, to train, to read the words inside. And with that kavona that we're connecting to the words that we're saying, that will help us to remove the distractions from mind and from the way things are set around us. We're not involved in anything else other than the reina veta of the Siddur. I've seen gedolim davening, Rabbi Yisrael. I could tell you stories, it's not for now. Vos agresser a godol, every word, all he has in front of him is a Siddur, nothing else. And every word, word by word, slowly focusing and connecting to the gavaltige veta, kavon of words, which he's looking at and just being connected to. Valdosis, that's ituf. That's the exclusion of machshava. We talk about tefillah every day. The Mishnah says tefillah is a matzav of iyun. When we talk about the dvorim, which are the chashivas of davening, perisein, keren keyemes la'ilam abor, perisein re'lam azah, iyun tefillah. Iyun means immersed in the tefillah. Tefillah b'machshava, not saying words. Many times we can go to a davening and said all the words, but how much we've been connected to the words is something that we really need to work on. Innovating, Rabbi Yisrael, not being busy with what's around us and not allowing our mind to wander. Tabislach, it may be an avodah we can only do a bit at a time. Every bit that we do in this is something so meaningful in the chizuk of avodah satfila. With that, I'd like to finish off with the words of the Ramban in Igeres HaRamban. The Ramban writes the following: V'hoser kol divra oyla b'libcha b'esatfil. Everything else has to be removed from your mind while you're davening. V'hochin libcha lifnei amokim. V'chashoyv hadibol koydim sh'tutziyenu mipicha. Think about the words that you're saying. As I say, this is a big avodah. But say the words inside. Take the siddur and train ourselves and our families to be following every word inside. And at that, the Rambam says, uvozeh, it goes on to say, yivdvorecho ma'asecho tfilostcho siyazako voro nekiyo. Your tefillah will be pure and connected. Umukubeles lifnei amokim baruchu. Ken yirotzen rabbi yisai. It's something which we're thinking so much of each other. We want to be mechazik ourselves. We want to find ourselves a newfound connection and focus in avoda generally and in tefillah specifically. With this inyan of chatzotzes, finding a focus on the words only to the exclusion of everything else. For us, that means practically working on saying every word mitoy chasidah, connecting to the words. Vozeh, the tefillah will be mekubeles lifnei amokim. All of us, Be'ez Hashem, will see brocha, we'll see simcha, we'll see a lot of atzlocha for ourselves individually, on all of it collectively. Amen, Ken Yehi Rotzen, good Shabbos to everyone.